What's the word on Main Street? I'm so glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here, with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. This week's theme, if we had a theme, might be food and the literary arts. First, you can pre-order Devin Finnegan's cookbook, A Kitchen on Goose Cove, Recipes from the Heart of Maine. Who's what, you wonder? Devin Finnegan is the owner and chef at Aragosta, the delightful high-end restaurant and inn on Deer Isle. The photographs in this book definitely count as visual art. Do you know about translucent modular window stars? Me neither, but right on theme, we can head over to Tinder Hearth, yep, the bakery in Brooksville, where craftsperson extraordinaire Amelia Poole will teach us this form of modular origami that's more familiar in Japan and Europe. Tinder Hearth's Bakery Barn Cafe is very familiar right here. Classes are held Wednesday mornings 10 to noon. Check out Tinder Hearth's Facebook page for all the details. Would your Valentine appreciate local oysters on the half shell and tales of how critters find love in the natural world? If so, the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill has you covered. Why am I telling you about this now? The tickets will sell out. So if interesting mating strategies, wacky habits, strange mate choices, and relationship drama in the animal kingdom is your glass of wine, get your tickets today. ShawInstitute.org for more information on this catered, R-rated lecture. If hearing about frolicking in the reef is too passive for you, perhaps you'd like to felt a coral reef wall hanging with Hilary Dow. Who? Hilary Dow, an expert needle felter, fiber artist, and storyteller. She'll be at the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor today. Today, from 1 to 4 p.m. This workshop is suitable for all skill levels, including beginners, even though you'll learn needle felting techniques as you transform puffy piles of wool into a vivid and dynamic coral reef that features several types of coral in a variety of colors with dark shadows and 3D depth. And the wool? It's all sourced from Maine sheep. If you bring your own snack, this workshop will be right on theme. Get all the information at WendellGilleyMuseum.org. Southwest Harbor knows how to get us through the cold winter. On Tuesday, we're invited to hear College of the Atlantic's president speak on science and fiction abroad, reflections from a one-time tropical field biologist. Join Sylvia Torti for her personal story of falling in love with tropical ecology to her early professional experiences conducting community-based research in Mexico, Panama, and the Democratic Republic of Congo during turbulent times in each of those countries, and her subsequent shift from practicing science to creative writing. She'll reflect back on how science and writing have come together in her work and will comment on major positive shifts in how we conduct research at tropical field stations. Register to attend, in person or online, at swhplibrary.org. And again, that talk is happening on Tuesday night at the Southwest Public Library or in the comfort of your own living room. Perhaps you don't have to felt a colorful reef or hear about field work in tropical areas because you love living in Maine in the winter. Grab a copy of Maya's First Maine Winter, a children's story about discovery, friendship, and courage by Andy Anderson. When the snow gets deep and the wind begins to howl, Maya discovers that winter isn't as easy as it looks. Some of us can relate, right? Luckily, Maya has farmyard friends, Gus the goat, Penny the chicken, and Otis the barn cat, who show her how to find joy and adventure even in the coldest season. Together, they uncover the beauty of Maine's winter landscape and the importance of courage, friendship, and helping one another. We all might need to read this. But do you need to be writing instead of reading? There's a writer's workshop in Sargentville's one-room library. We're invited to Write What You Know tomorrow, Sunday the 25th, 1:30 p.m. This class is facilitated by Will Robinson of Penobscot Bay Press. Need to know more? SargentvilleLibrary.org for details on this workshop and to see what else is going on in this tiny public library. Don't forget, with all this wintry weather, to double check that your event is still happening when you think it is and where you think it is. Be safe. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?